Page 23. City of Silverton, Councillor. First candidate, Ronald Butcher. Occupation, insurance agent. Occupational background, insurance agent, 27 years. Educational background, Milwaukee High School, grade 12. Prior governmental experience, none. 5 years officer in Willamette Valley Home Building Association. Positions included secretary, treasurer, vice president, president, immediate past president. Duties included accurate record keeping, preparing and monitoring annual budget, spokesperson for the association, 2 years officer in the Oregon Home Builders Association as associate vice president. Duties included being one of 6 officers monitoring state association, implementing procedures, and reporting to board of directors. This information furnished by Ronald Butcher and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Continuing on page 23, City of Silverton Councilor Candidate Deborah Deb Harroun, H-A-R-R-O-U-N. Occupation, I am currently employed at the Oregon Garden in the Membership Sales Department. My position requires that I attend weekly local merchant meetings to discuss current and future issues. Occupational background, 2006 through 2007, Silver Falls Conference Center in Guest Services, assisted with the day-to-day operations and helped promote as an Oregon travel destination. 2003 to 2006, private real estate investor, Your First Choice Properties purchased and remodeled homes in the Silverton area. This provided an invaluable experience with the City of Silverton and the council process. 2002 to 2003, assistant producer for Hawaii Stars, involved in the selection process and management of the contestants from beginning to the finale. 1987 to 2002, Mount San Antonio College, assistant to fire chief, liaison between the off-campus fire academy and coordination of on-campus fire-related degree courses. Educational background, real estate for small business owners, Chemeketa Community College, Mount San Antonio College, associate degree, business administration, travel management, associate degree, liberal arts. Prior governmental experience, none. It is my desire to continue to affect positive influence in the City of Silverton as an invested resident and a contributing member of the community. Silverton is a unique and beautiful community that possesses equally unique people and resources that must be nurtured and protected for our immediate future and future generations. I am invested in the welfare of the community and have both the personal and professional skills to help govern and lead Silverton. I have chosen to semi-retire here and have placed deep roots in this community. Silvertonians demand right-thinking leadership and direction. I believe in being part of the solution rather than part of the problem, and I am willing to do the hard and sometimes unpopular work to continue to see Silverton thrive. Please contact me at debharroun@gmail.com to share your desires and concerns. This information furnished by Deborah Harroun and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 24, continuing with City of Silverton Councilor Candidates, Sherry Hoefel, H-O-E-F-E-L, Occupation Director, Inginix Incorporated, 1993 to present. Occupational background, manager, Safe Corporation, 1988 through 93, office manager, accounting firm, 1987 through 88, office manager, physician's office, 1984 through 87. Educational background, Silverton High School, Chemeketa Community College. Prior governmental experience, Silverton Planning Commission, Silverton City Council, Silverton Budget Committee, Mid-Willamette Valley Council of Governments. As a current city councilor and longtime citizen of Silverton, I am proud of our sense of community. We volunteer for civic organizations and in our schools. We support parades, festivals, the mayor's ball, a thriving arts association, our nationally recognized Silverton Hospital, and Silverton Area Community Aid. Our citizenry is active and involved in citizen government, and just like each and every citizen, I have a vested interest in maintaining the city's historic nature and quality of life. I've seen our population and economy grow and decline. While we may struggle with these issues, I believe we can build a thriving downtown, manage growth, entice needed industry, and create improved parks and sidewalk connectivity. As a member of the City Council, I listen to citizens' concerns and voice those concerns in council meetings. I work diligently to represent each citizen while being cognizant of the ordinances and guidelines by which we must make our decisions. It is through the sharing of our ideas and visions that we can balance change and growth and maintain what we love about our city. It would be my honor to continue to serve the citizens of Silverton as City Councilor. This information furnished by Sherry Hofel and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Here's another candidate for City of Silverton Councilor position, Kyle Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. Occupation, Practice Manager, Silver Creek Animal Clinic, PC, Silverton. Occupational background, Manager, Evans Valley Stables, Silverton. Educational background, Silverton High School, Class of 84, Chemeketa Community College, 84 through 86. Prior governmental experience, Silverton City Council, 2005 to present. Silver Falls School District Bond Advisory Committee, 2007 to present. In 2004, you elected me to City Council, making a clear statement that a few issues were important to you: reduction of residential growth, improvement of our traffic flow, and an increase in opportunities for our area youth, to name just three. 4 years later, I believe those issues are still important to all of us, and I am asking you to let me continue the work that we've started together. I voted no on every major private property annexation, believing, like you, that for now, Silverton has enough buildable lots. In the middle of my term, we took a clear step to listen to the community and placed future annexations in the hands of voters. At long last, we are getting important traffic improvements with the signals on C Street, and will continue to keep an eye on growing traffic at other intersections. As for our youth, along with great support from the community, we have seen some exciting improvements to Coolidge McLean Park, and now have a master plan that will bring more in the future. We should soon have a park's master plan for the entire city, including a much-anticipated skate park, and the city is an active partner in the development of community sports fields at the new high school. I was born in Silverton, went to school in Silverton, chose to raise my family in Silverton, work in Silverton, and continue to serve Silverton through many community organizations. You are the reason that this community is such a desirable place to live, and it will be an honor to continue to serve our interests together and ensure Silverton's livability for the future. This information furnished by Kyle Palmer and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 25. Continuing with candidates for City of Silverton Councilor, Judy Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T. Occupation, Director of Volunteer Services, Silverton Hospital. Occupational background, Coordinator of Special Projects, Silver Falls School District, Teacher, Pooh's Corner Preschool. Educational background, graduate of Silverton High School, Oregon College of Education, Chemeketa Community College, Certified Director of Volunteer Services. Prior governmental experience, Urban Development Advisory Committee. I am a native Silvertonian, born at Silverton Hospital and raised and schooled in this community. My husband Bill and I chose to raise our three children here and make Silverton our home. I am blessed to also work in my community, where I have had the privilege to serve on Silverton Together, Silver Falls YMCA, Silverton Chamber, Silverton Kiwanis, Silverton Hospital Auxiliary, and countless committees and fundraising efforts. It is now time for me to give back to the community in a way that I am well suited to do. I have the capacity to listen to people and truly understand and represent them. I have the best interest of our community at heart. My vision is to support programs that are in step with the wants and needs of our residents. I support growth in both residential and commercial as long as it fits the long-term benefit of our community. High-quality livability in a small-town setting is the model I believe is important to the majority of our citizens. I support programs for our youth that are designed to keep them motivated to become good citizens, as well as activities and opportunities for our seniors. If elected to this position, I pledge to work hard to research and understand issues, represent the citizens of Silverton to the best of my ability, and serve with integrity and honesty. I ask for your support. This information furnished by Judy Schmidt and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Still on page 25, City of Silverton Councilor, candidate R. Walker Yates, Y-E-A-T-E-S. Occupation, I am the owner-operator of I've Got Rocks in My Head, a rock, fossil, and crystal shop in downtown Silverton. Occupational background, I have worked a variety of jobs, including school bus driver, sales of hardwood lumber, stereo electronics, Christmas tree truck driver, warehouseman, and as a fine jewelry manager for Fred Meyer. Educational background, I attended Willamette University and received a B.S. in political science with major coursework in urban management. Prior governmental experience, served as an intern on the House Task Force on Welfare, State of Oregon, elected many times as a precinct committeeman, appointed to the Strategic Planning Committee for Marion County. Hi, everyone. I have been interested in understanding the process of how cities spend your money. You can be assured I will see to it, if elected, that every penny is pinched so hard it will scream twice. As a small businessman in downtown Silverton, I see some of what happens in the life of the city. There are a large number of organizations dedicated to enhancing the quality of life here. I would like to help fuse these various organizations into a more effective whole. The issue that has got me to run for city council is the parking downtown. A visitor to downtown Silverton has a problem parking because of the employees taking up parking spots that should be open for visitors during business hours. This affects my business as well as every merchant downtown. I would like to explore other options than what we now have. In the process of getting the signatures for my nomination petition, I talked with about 40 people, and the common story was the feeling that the city does not enforce ordinances, like getting the neighbor to cut his grass and remove the stray derelict car from his backyard. You can depend on me to help you solve problems like this. Thanks, Walker. This information furnished by R. Walker Yates and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.